This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hannon, live at the Bismarck Event Center for the Lake Night Energy Council fall meeting. Tell you about that coming up. David Bernhardt, the Secretary of the Interior, will join us. What a week within the span of 7-10 days here. Not one, not two, but three cabinet members, three folks that work closely with President Donald Trump. And I asked David Bernhardt about that. About the President Trump that none of us see, that he would see as someone that's in a cabinet meeting and a meeting behind the scenes. So stay tuned for that coming up on the program. He was up in Hope, North Dakota yesterday, met with Mike Johansson and a group of folks from the region up there, many of whom who have been flat-out harassed by the federal government and the Fish and Wildlife Service. And the Fish and Wildlife Service is ours as taxpayers. It's not some, you know, taxpayer-funded bully operation, but boy, oh boy, some horrible stories out there. And you can tell David Barnhart doesn't think much about it, doesn't want the Trump administration to be known for that, and plans to take that problem on and others as well head on. So many issues that are under his purview. You think about Bureau of Land Management, so much of our production that happens on native lands. They're doing the regulations, right? Another question I ask him. Okay, if North Dakota says flaring is a concern we have, we want to regulate this, we want to have this end as soon as possible, and they say, guess what? If you've got a well there, get it going, and as soon as you get it going, then start working on the flaring side. Federal government says, no, you can't do anything until you tell us what you're going to do. Completely different. Why not rely on the states? Let them do this. Then you're doing it one way on both places. Heidi Heitkamp brought us some just horrible rules that she, number one, didn't get stopped from being considered by the Obama administration, and then when Congress brought those up and the Trump administration brought them up to roll them back, which they can do, these CRAs, the Congressional Review Act, they can peel them back and say, okay, we're not going to do that. You have a certain window of time to do that. And the ones, a lot of them were peeled back. The one related to coal, the one related to flaring, methane rule, it was sometimes called, Heidi Heitkamp voted against it being repealed. Said, well, no, we can fix it this way and we can fix it that way. You know, bureaucracy, letting her decide rather than just going back to the way the rule was before the Obama administration. And they're still fighting that today. Elections have consequences, my friends. So all that and more with David Bernhardt coming up in a little bit. We're going to meet some of the folks from the Lignite Energy Council that are meeting here today. Kind of a neat thing they do here at this fall meeting. All the mines, all the plants, competitors, right? You know, different power companies. Otter Tail's here, and, you know, Basin Electric's here, and Dakota Gasification is here, and folks from Great River Energy are here, and Coyote Creek Mining Company, and Falkirk, and Coteau, and folks from North American Coal, right? They all sit down in front of each other and say, here's what we're going to do next year. Here's how much we're going to invest in this. Here's what we're going to do over here to have a little better edge. They tell each other what they're doing. This is competitors now. And then, of course, all of the vendors are in the room. They're hearing that. I saw Danny Butler. I've been selling big yellow equipment to the coal industry for a lot of years and much more. He's here because he wants to know what are they building? What are they doing? I want to make sure I have enough equipment for him. I mean, that's how it happens. So that's, I think, innovative and kind of neat. Anyway, the president yesterday, I think, was a little mad. Todd, did you think he was a little maybe a little upset at all? Or
did you? Why wouldn't he be?
Well, I hear you.
Does he not have enough reason to be?
My favorite part was the issue with Joe Biden and his son that came up from a reporter basically said, you know, why did you want this investigated, whatever, he got a little agitated. He also learned during this press conference that Adam Schiff, the guy from the famous Schiff sandwich, you know him, Todd? That guy. Adam Schiff. Remind everybody how you spell Adam now. So, anyway, he had met with the whistleblower before the whistleblower was a whistleblower. Let me translate that for you, folks. This is all orchestrated. This isn't some whistleblower worried about the country. He's not even a first-hand witness to any of this. He heard it secondhand. He's a stooge. He's a tool. And he's a Trump hater. And there's a lot of them in this world. Okay? That's what he is. That's my word for him. And if you don't think there was coordination and, okay, here's where we get the most impact. That's why they were talking about it before it even was out, before they saw what was in it. They knew what was in it. So if I were the president, I'd be mad too. You see that cut about the exchange there between the reporter and Trump on Joe Biden and his son? I'm speaking to you, Todd, sorry. I could have said, Todd, do you see that? You see that exchange?
Yes.
With the report? Yeah, okay, all right, roll that, would you? Yeah.
It helps if I have that.
Push that button.
Back up, there we go.
Biden and his son are stone crooked, and you know it. His son walks out with millions of dollars. The kid knows nothing. You know it, and so do we. Go ahead, ask a question.
The question, sir, was what did you want President Zelensky to do about Vice President Biden and his son, Hunter? Yeah, it was just a follow-up of what I just asked you, sir.
Listen, you ready? We have the President of Finland. Ask him a question.
I have one for him. I just wanted to follow up on the one that I asked you, which
did you hear me? Did you hear me?
Yes,
ask him a question.
I will. But
I've given you a long answer. Ask this gentleman a question. Don't be rude.
No, sir, I don't want to be rude. I just wanted you to have a chance to answer the question that I asked
you.
I've
answered everything. It's a whole hoax. And you know who's playing into the hoax? People like you and the fake news media that we have in this country. And I say in many cases, the corrupt media, because you're corrupt. Much of the media in this country is not just fake, it's corrupt. And you have some very fine people, too. Great journalists, great reporters. But to a large extent, it's corrupt and it's fake. Ask the president of Finland a question, please.
Okay, I'll move on now.
Jeff Mason from Reuters is who is asking that question. The president, according to John Roberts from Fox, doesn't normally get testy with Jeff Mason, but the president's upset. I thought he is right here because he said, what did you want Zelensky to do? Well, what does he say? Biden and his son are stone cold crooked. So, to the extent they're doing things in your country that's wrong, look into it. I still
remember
say,
the old days, if you were in the press corps and you made the president mad, you got kicked out of the White House press corps?
I thought the guy was fine, but he answered your question. You don't get to decide how he answers it.
Right.
And, you know, he clearly...
But don't hammer the point 15 times. You're asked and answered. You don't like the answer. You're not going to get a different one just because you ask it again.
Exactly. There's a few more we'll play throughout the program today that you can hear some of those clips in case you missed it. You know what I'm excited about? I'm excited about that I get to take the frustration I have about what's going on in Washington, D.C. The president's right. It is all... The press is complicit in this. You know, all you got to do is replace Joe Biden with Donald Trump and Hunter Biden with Donald Trump Jr. Exact same circumstances. I'm telling you, this would be meltdown time for the media. Be meltdown time. They're looking the other way because it's him. So what should we do about it? What can we do? We can stand up for the guy, right? We can get on a bus and go down to the Twin Cities and watch his first rally since this quote-unquote impeachment inquiry, which doesn't even, it's fake. Kelly Armstrong told us that yesterday, that they have to vote. You can't just have an impeachment inquiry, but it is what it is. It's not going to change, and all we can do is fight with him. Have his back, stand up for him, be part of this. You
got to pick up some Cops for Trump shirts while you're down there. They're going to be selling them since the cops can't wear uniforms. They'll be wearing Cops for Trump shirts instead.
They should all wear uniforms. They can't stop us, right? Yeah.
No,
so here's the deal, folks. We had a switchboard meltdown yesterday on this. And if you grab a pen, I'll give you the telephone number you do need to call because it's not us, okay? We're telling you where to call to get your spot. It's the same number for the Washington, D.C. trip, by the way, December 10th through the 14th, as it is for the trip to see the president. We have a bus, big 55-seater. We'll take it down on Wednesday afternoon, next week Wednesday. Get down there, get in the hotel, which is only 2 blocks away. It's at the Hampton Inn and Suites, 2 blocks away. And then you can get in line whenever you want to get in line. I'm going to go get in line about 6 a.m. And then I'm going to do a radio show till 11 o'clock and then have some fun with a lot of folks. If you want to join us, it's only $2.99 per person based on double occupancy. That's hotel and your bus transportation down there. Call 952-898-3478. Extension 0. 952-898-3478. Extension 0.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga's a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga's an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
And his son are stone cold crooked.
Biden and his son are stone cold crooked. The president
can't
of the United
be
States.
Any more clear than that, right?
As the president has said a few times, and others, they always accuse us of what they're doing. And that's, I guess, a pretty good strategy, because then you just say that. Texter says, I so love it when President Trump calls out the fake media. Well, he did there. I agree. I think it you know, don't allow them to get up there and act all pompous and ask their questions of a political bent. Give it back to him, and he does, which I think is great. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Live and direct from the Lignite Energy Council's Fall Conference in Bismarck. We're at the Bismarck Event Center. We're going to talk with the Vice President of Barenko Brothers coming up here in a little bit. Talk about the Center Mine. Also going to talk with Keith Huska, President of Precision Machine and Welding in Dickinson, where they got 3 inches of snow. Yeah, I'd call too if I were you. 3 inches of snow. Washburn got 3 inches of snow. Is three the high water mark, Todd?
So far, anyway, from what I have here, but yeah. I mean, how much
snow?
Well, I mean, if you go a little further west, of course, they measure it in feet out in Montana.
Yeah, I heard that.
I mean, wow.
All right.
80
so anyway.
Centimeters in Canada, which, you know, it's a few feet, so it's a lot.
Our buddy CJ's checking in from Dak Diesel. CJ, what's on your mind today?
Oh, well, I'm happy we didn't get any snow. I mean, you know, this cold is what it is with this little bit of drizzle, you know. I almost feel like I should be dreaming of a white Christmas, but it's a little too early for that.
You know, with that cold weather, there might be a diesel engine out there or two running a little rougher or need to be just fine-tuned to run perfectly through the winter. Good time to get on your schedule, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, you got glow plugs, intake heaters that can go out, cause the truck not to start good. You know, if it's on the smaller engines, the bigger engines, of course, if you got a couple cylinders that aren't firing perfectly. And it might be as simple as just getting a really good injector cleaner through it. And that's something that we carry here all the time. And the stuff is absolutely amazing. I've never seen anything even remotely close to it. You know, I know we've talked about it before, but I've had numerous customers over and over and over again that keep come back and say, wow, that stuff's amazing. I had a guy from Fargo with a little Volkswagen Jetta. It was running rough. He's like, do I need injectors? And I said, try this stuff. And I said, I'd be surprised if it isn't running perfect before you get back to Fargo. And he took off and he called me, I think it was around Valley City, and he goes, this thing hasn't run this good since it was new. And he had 230,000 on it, so.
Wow, what's it cost?
It's cheap. It's not, well, it's not cheap, but it's $29.50 a quart. It treats 120 gallons. So if you got a big truck, 2 quarts will do it. Or if you got, you know, a smaller diesel engine, especially a little Jetta, I mean, that bottle's going to last a long time just to make sure that your fuel system does get, you know, good and clean. So,
well, it's cheaper than injectors, that's for sure. CJ,
absolutely.
Good to chat with you. DakDiesel.com to find out more. Call them and get on the schedule, 701-258-5011, or come on in and get some of that magic potion to save you a few bucks there for all your repair and maintenance needs. Dak Diesel. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Have a good rest of your week.
You too. Grant and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Say about 6 months ago or eight, whatever, I kind of asked you, who do you think would be next after Trump wins 2020? And for the election of 2024, and you were thinking Mike Pence, you know, should be capable of being president, winning it after this verbal abuse and everything the president's going through right now, who's next? Who do you think would be next?
So, in other words, you're asking if I think it's changing. I think Mike Pence still would be the guy. And the reason I said that, I remember talking about this at the time, Mike Pence is very instrumental to the president's success. He's very much part of the agenda. You know, this agenda that's rolled out is Mike Pence. Now, he isn't Donald Trump, the fighter, but I tend to think that, you know what, the country might be ready for a little pause after 8 years of just constant, you know, boom, 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 boom. So I think get as much done as you can with him and then have Pence come in and have a little different style for those that are a little weak in the knee about, you know, the tweets and the way he talks to people. And, you know, I would think we could, as adults, prioritize what's most important for us. And I think it is saving the republic, myself. And he's doing very, very good on that front. I think Pence would be all right. So you think that it would change because of the controversies and stuff? You think Pence would be less?
No, I don't. You know, I just think that we still need someone to fight for us because, you know, you got Mitch McConnell up there that he's going to just go with it. And it kind of goes for not so the presidency, too, but just all the elected leaders. Who's going to fight for us when Trump is out of office? That's what I'm kind of wondering. I mean, who's next?
Yeah, that's a good point. So do you see Mike Pence as not enough of a fighter?
Well, I just don't know who's going to be able to take the abuse from the press like this. Who's going to be able to keep on? That's it.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, well, I think the game's going to change. You know, Trump's reelected, the game's going to change. Trump gets reelected, you know, all of a sudden, you know, Nancy Pelosi's games don't work as well. Adam Schiff's, you know, Schiff show.
Right.
It doesn't have four letters. It has. So, you know, all of a sudden it doesn't work anymore. So then you can fight a little differently. But I hear what you're saying. You want somebody that has the fight. I think Pence does. I really do. He just doesn't do it the way Trump does it. And I think every single Republican is going to be emboldened because of what Donald Trump did. The Trump factor in politics, we can't even begin to wrap our mind around what the difference is going to be, because every Republican looks like a total weenie in comparison to Donald Trump. They're going to have to fight more. That's why people want to fight now. So I think you're thinking the right way, Grant, and I appreciate your call. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. 800-258-0550. Text me, 701-367-2054. Text Todd, 701-226-8503. Do you think this fight that's happening right now, the whistleblower on top of the, you know, witch hunt of Mueller, you think this helps or hurts the president? Answer that question. Help or hurt? Text it or call me. Here's a call that came in off the air. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Hey, could you do a little less time on abortion? Maybe use some of that time to take a look at the perpetual motion machine of sexual abuse in the religion of your choice. Why don't you look at that just a little bit? It's a disaster of epic proportions also. Thank you.
Yeah, well, look, anytime someone in a position of authority abuses a child, it is a disaster of epic proportions. I'll give you that. But if I'm going to use your term related to the sexual abuse scandal in the Catholic Church as the epic of battle, schools are 10 times the battle, right? You know, in other words, teachers abuse their students way more often than a pastor abuses. And it isn't just the Catholic Church. That abuse happens in all faiths. The Catholic Church, it's obviously been proven, could have done much, much better in how it responded and how it handled the situation early on. I think all of that's been rectified now. I don't see anybody now saying, well, wait a minute, you didn't do a good enough job. It's much better. But thanks for the cheap shot. Appreciate it. More coming up.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
This is your invitation to take flight at the Williston Basin International Airport. XWA Community Day is Saturday, October 5th. We'll be broadcasting live on What's On Your Mind for a preview on Friday the 4th, too. XWA is the first ground-up commercial airport built in the Midwest since the 40s. Be a part of history. Come see XWA, the all-new Williston Basin International Airport, during Community Day, Saturday, October 5th. Find out more at xwaproject.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be heading to Florida shortly, where he'll be unveiling a Medicare plan today that he'll enact with an executive order. It's an answer to the Democrats' Medicare for All proposals. Here's Health and Human Services Chief Alex Azar.
A lot of the proposals for Medicare for All, what they would do is actually take Medicare Advantage away. They would outlaw private insurance, and this is what our seniors want. What the president's doing today is putting a stake in the ground, saying he's going to be the one defending and protecting protecting Medicare for our seniors. He's going to be improving Medicare, and he's not going to let anyone touch their Medicare.
He spoke on the Fox Business Network. At least four people are dead after a knife attack in the courtyard of the Paris Police headquarters today. At least one of the people killed was a cop. The suspect is identified as an administrative employee who'd been with the office for over two decades. He was shot and killed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
On the basis of no corruption. That's how he got elected. And I believe that he really means it. But there was a lot of corruption having to do with the 2016 election against us. And we want to get to the bottom of it, and it's very important that we do.
President Donald Trump yesterday, and what was certainly an epic press conference for sure, back in Bismarck Event Center is where we're at today, Lake Nine Energy Council. Another of our guests coming up in just a moment after we tell you about High Plains Apache and a great deal right now. No interest, no payments on Apache sprayers for a limited time only. Listen to that. High Plains Apache, of course, your Apache sprayer headquarters. Their dedicated sales and service teams have one focus, sprayers, and have chosen everything they do. Check out highplainsapache.com to find out more. They got just a very simple, straightforward approach, application expertise, focus on customer service, really sets them apart from the competition, and some great deals right now. They're south of Fargo in Frontier off Exit 60. They're also in Mandan next to Culver's there, and online anytime at highplainsapache.com. All right, Gene and Beraria first, and then our guest, Glenn Barranco, will join us to talk a little bit about Senator Cole on the program today from the Lake Nine Energy Council. Gene, what's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
No, I can't, sir. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yesterday, yes, there was a meeting in Hope, North Dakota.
Yeah, I was there.
And you were there.
I was there. Yep.
Were they talking about conservation easements?
Yeah, they're talking a lot about easements. Are you familiar with the Mike Johansson case, kind of a famous one that fought with the Fish and Wildlife Service and ended up going to court, took him all the way to the Supreme Court and won, but was bankrupted as a result of it. One of the brothers ended up bankrupted out of that. It was a horrible, horrible deal, but he won. He was right in the end. And so, you know, they talked about that case and a few others.
But my question is, did that involve a conservation easement?
Was Johansson's? I don't remember specifically. I know it was, I believe it was, and I don't remember for what, but I can find that out for you, Gene, if you want. And we're going to talk in just a little bit, so stay tuned. And meanwhile, I'll find out for you, so keep listening. The Secretary of the Interior, David Bernhardt, was in Hope yesterday. Then came to Bismarck. He's doing a press conference at this hour at Bismarck State College related to the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library. He told me there'll be a partnership announced today, so I'm looking forward to find out what that partnership will be. But that's being announced right now, and then we'll be chatting with him coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that. We're live at the Bismarck Event Center, Lignite Energy Council, as I mentioned, and our next guest is Glenn Barranco, who's the vice president of Barranco Brothers. We're going to talk about the Senator Cole operation. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you. So session one underway, and session two coming up in a little bit here, I understand, huh?
Yep.
What do you like most about this event?
Seeing what's going to happen in the near future with plants.
Really get an idea of what you're going to need to do for the customers.
Exactly.
Yeah. What is Barranco Brothers? Tell us what you are. What
so
you do?
Barranco Brothers is a road and highway company. We've been in business for just over 50 years. And Senator Cole is one of our sister companies operating next to the BNI coal mine, retailing stoker and lump coal. And October 1st was our 19th anniversary.
Oh, is that amazing? 19 years serving, I understand, residential and commercial customers, and that's the only mine in North Dakota that does that, right?
Correct, yep. So our customers will be residential, use it for home heating, schools, the Hutterite colonies. We sell coal into South Dakota, Minnesota, as Canada as well.
When you talk about the history of Senator Cole and those 19 years, why was it started? And what are you most proud of?
So originally started with the Schulte family operating it, and they decided to sell 19 years ago. We had the opportunity to do it because we were doing a lot of work at the adjacent power plant in Coda, as well as BNI. So we had the relationship and had the opportunity to purchase it. Always looking for new opportunities and to diversify.
And you know, as you look at the history, that's sweet. For them, the Schultes, and for yourself, what's the legacy of Senator Cole, would you say?
So what's next? Well, I got a 13-year-old son that he's definitely interested in the family business and wants to be part of it. So I can see another generation coming up.
Get a hard hat on that boy.
Yep.
Right? At 13 years old, following you around. Who's the customers?
So our customers will be the schools, like a lot of the Class B schools in central North Dakota are burning coal. I mentioned a lot of rural people are burning coal for their home heating, as well as shops and such. And the Hutterite colonies as well are using it to heat their hog and turkey barns.
Is there an effort always to find more customers? Are you looking for, you know, obviously you're doing residential and commercial, but, you know, commercial operations would use more. I mean, how do you go about with business development when you're peddling coal?
So it's a narrow market, you know, we're always out looking for new customers that want to switch from other types of coal, or maybe they're looking at switching from natural gas or propane.
And where is the plant?
We're located in Center North Dakota. So north of Bismarck, northwest Bismarck, about 35 miles.
Thus the name, right?
Correct.
And that mine mouth, you know, situation where you're you know, right next to Jason getting your lignite from the BNI coal mine south of Fargo, south of Center rather, is another unique thing I think people don't realize. And also, you know, to have a mine right next to the power plant. You know, and be able to kick that out. I mean, that right next door provides some pretty significant efficiencies that you don't see everywhere, right?
You're exactly right. You know, and that's the logistics of it, is it's going right from the mine to the powerhouse, and you don't have to deal with the transportation of the railroad and such with that additional cost.
What do you think of the ongoing battle that the lignite industry is in, that the coal industry is in, to remain part of the all-of-the-above energy policy, to say, of all the affordable energy, of all the reliable energy from that base load that's always on, always there, yet continuing to have to battle to say we deserve a seat at the table? As someone that's you know, in the business, what's that feel like?
It gets exhausting, but you got to continue the fight. You just can't roll over and let them have their way.
So does it feel like you've been fighting a long time?
It does, and especially, you know, with the last administration, you know, they were very anti-coal.
That's an understatement, right?
Yes, it is.
Unbelievable, coming at you big time. So, you know, you got a new president now, obviously, but this is a long battle that sweeps across several administrations, obviously. Are you confident in the future that you win this battle?
You know, I believe coal is always going to have a need, and like you mentioned, with the base load, to have it, because what they have right now, you don't have the baseload. You know, with the wind, it's when it's blowing. And with not having a way to store the energy, you still need to have the baseload of coal here.
Anything else you want to tell us, Glenn?
No, I just want to thank you for having us today.
Nice story. Appreciate it. See your trucks a lot of places. And like hearing about the other division, Center Coal. So thanks for sharing the story today with us.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Glenn Bronco from Bronco Brothers with us today on the program from the Lignite Energy Council. We're also going to chat with our man, Jim the Flagpole Guy, here in just a little bit. And get an update on where he's been, because he's a traveling man. He may want to come along on that bus trip to see Donald Trump. I could see Jim the Flagpole Guy going, you know what? I'm just going to pause all this work I have to do, and I'm going to come along and see Donald Trump. We get a lot of questions about the details on this, and I'll give you a chance now to jot this number down so you can get all those if you'd like. But we are going to see President Trump together. We have a What's on Your Mind bus trip planned. We have two locations that you can join from, Fergus Falls, Minnesota, Fargo, North Dakota. So some folks are going to have to drive, obviously. But, you know, once we meet up, get on that bus, head down there, it's going to be a wonderful time. It really is. Wednesday afternoon is when we go down next week. Stay at the Hampton Inn and Suites. Got you a nice place to stay, just two blocks from the Target Center. We actually got our rooms for the Minnesota Twins because they had a block of rooms reserved, and we were able to get them. So the Twins put their VIPs and guests in the Hampton. It's so close to the Target Center. It's two blocks, so it's really nice. And the important thing there is you can decide if you want to get in line at 6 a.m., at 10 a.m., at noon, all take my chances and go at 3, you know, because obviously the sooner you get in line, the better. So it's $299 a person, double occupancy, $429 if you want to room yourself. You go to DonaldJTrump.com and pre-register with the Trump folks. Everybody has to have a barcode, so you get that from DonaldJTrump.com, and then call and we'll get you set up. So this is going to be a lot of fun, folks, a lot of fun. If you have questions, email me, studio@flagfamily.com, studio@flagfamily.com, or call this number. Here's the number now, 952-898-3478, 952-898-3478. Here he is, the one and only Jim the Flagpole Guy. What do you make of what's going on right now with President Donald Trump there, man?
Well, I'm just enamored with the amount of resistance that he's been able to overcome. It seems like everybody's just chasing him around with a broom and hitting him over the head, and he's just knocking them all out, like knocking it all away. I don't know. He's just your typical great American that overcomes. Just like yesterday, we was driving from Lemon, South Dakota to to Rapid City, South Dakota, and the trailer broke. And so we just pull over, we get it fixed. Great Americans right there, stand by your side. American way, here we go. We're on our seventh pole that we set in four holes that we've dug and three service calls that we've done and a flag change out for Mr. Steve Schwann. Very productive week. Can't wait to come home, Scott.
Well, I'm thinking next week you could use a little bit of a rest, let somebody else drive for a change, and join us on the Trump bus down to the Twin Cities and go see that rally on Thursday. I think that'd be a good little respite for you. Who better to have along with us than Jim the Flagpole Guy, for crying out loud?
Thanks for the invite there, Mr. Scott. But I'm going on a trip I've never experienced before on an elk hunt with my oil field buddies. Yeah, we're get to live a part of that American dream.
Well, good. The important part is you're taking a little break. That's all I was getting at. You know, I want because this has been, you haven't stopped. It's been incredible.
Well, we're just rocking the house. We're getting better. I learned so much in 3 years, Scott, and now I'm able to be much more productive. I've got good people surrounding me, and Melissa, the flag girl, and we've got Chris, my employee, and We're just knocking them out. And, you know, next year's even going to be better. We have...
Let's talk about next year when we come back. Hang on one sec. We'll cover next year when we get back here with Jim the Flagpole Guy. Then we'll get back to more of your calls. Ready? 800-228-0555.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murdoch with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers with an exceptional lineup of farm and construction equipment auctions this November, featuring farm retirement auctions in Beach, Church's Ferry, and Grassy Butte, North Dakota, offering Case and John Deere combines, John Deere and versatile four-wheel drive tractors, John Deere 4940 and 4730 sprayers, hopper bins, semi-trucks, trailers, and more. Pfeiffer's will also be hosting equipment auctions in Steele, Williston, Harvey, Tuttle, and Bowman. Full equipment inventory lists and all land auctions are available at Pfeiffer's.com.
Washington, D.C. needs you. Calling all patriots. Let's tour the nation's capital together. Hi, it's Scott Hannon from What's on Your Mind. My wife, Maria, and I have put together a once-in-a-lifetime collection of sightseeing, history coming alive, and great meals. A wonderful opportunity to get to know some fellow Americans who love this country and want to drain the swamp. We'll get VIP tours of the U.S. Capitol and the White House at Christmas time. Nothing like it. We'll see the Holocaust Museum, the new Museum of the Bible, a holiday pops concert at the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts, and more. We'll dine on the Odyssey DC cruise ship on the Potomac, and at great restaurants like Carmine's, Medium Rare, Fogo de Chao, and the Trump Hotel. Plus transportation, hotel accommodations, and more. Packages start at $2,500. Call now, 952-898-3478, extension 228. One more time, 952-898-3478, extension 228. Or go to am1100theflag.com. Or email me, Scott H. at flagfamily.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com. Now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From Mike Lindell at My Pillow, and he said, "Well, if Jim the Flagpole guy is going hunting, then he'll fill in for him. He'll be the featured advertiser of What's on Your Mind on the bus and having fun with us. So come on down and see Mike Lindell. He's going to be part of the program, and we're looking forward to having to meet our listeners as well at the big event, Target Center, next Tuesday. President Trump's big rally, the first one since this impeachment circus began. So, by the way, I want to tell you a little bit about Mike Lindell's company, MyPillow. He's built this amazing company. And today, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, says it's time to give back to you, his listeners, our listeners, his customers. Here's the deal. Great discounts on all MyPillow products right now if you go to MyPillow.com. And all you do is click on Radio Listener Specials. Save up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. The body pillow, regularly $89.99, but with promo code ScottOLINK, $29.99. One more time, the body pillow, it's $89.99. If you just said that's what the normal price is, today you get it for $29.99. But you have to use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com after you click Radio Listener Specials or call 800-506-9028. 10 before the top of the hour, more with Jim, the flagpole guy, next year. You started to say next year before the break, and, you know, by the way, do you have a tally yet on how many flagpoles have gone up this year? Or
no.
Are we waiting for that tally? You're still working, right?
Yeah, Scott, I don't like to count, but I mean, we're going as fast as we can. You know, sometimes, like this week, was super productive, and that's because we have continually learning. You know, I've learned this by scratch. Nobody even taught me how to install a flagpole. I just relied on my contracting experience. And as you continue on, you know, you learn little tricks of the trade, and we're getting pretty good at it, you know, and we hope next year, well, we have a shop now, we have a flag shop, and today I get to visit with my new double needle Juki for flag repair. That's two needles, two rows at a time, Scott, not just one, and my seamstresses are all going to be happy because we're not hauling flags into their through the living rooms into their spare rooms. We're fully 100% in-house, and you know, next year, we're just looking to for it to be a banner year when we combine everything that we've learned in the last 3 years. And I owe a lot to a lot of people around me that helped me and has just kind of a humbling experience how far we've come this far. And all the gracious, beautiful people that have been supporting me in every way. And sometimes that's like being understanding when I can't get there for a while. And I can't say enough that today the sun is shining. We're in Rapid City, South Dakota. A special shout out to Black Hills Federal Credit Union. I've installed my fifth pole for them. And we were in Lemon, South Dakota. Special shout out to Dave for organizing a fundraiser for a new flagpole for their cemetery. And it's right on top of the hill, and it's going to be beautiful. 40-foot flagpole with a 8x12 flag. Be really special for Memorial Day and 4th of July for them. And they take great pride in honoring those, the family members that reside there and rest there. And I don't know, Scott, it's a special job to be in this position that people use my services to bring excellence to their community, and they're excellent people.
NDFlagpoleGuy.com. Or call them at 701-571-FLAG and start dreaming with a way to honor. You know, there's plenty of ways to fight back, and there's a lot of ways to fight fire with fire. I can't think of any better than let everybody know that you are the patriot you are, and Jim will help you do that in a grand fashion. You have a great little hunting trip next week, sir, and we'll chat with you again when you get back, okay?
May I please go to the next Trump rally with you?
Yes, you can go to the next one. There'll be more. Trust me. Trust me, there'll be more. Yes.
Make America great again. God bless America. God bless all of you that come up to me and shake my hand wherever I'm at. Thank you, and God bless you, Scott.
God bless you, sir. Take care. All right.
Yep. Good day.
Texter says the sun is shining in Sentinel Butte. Yay! It's not shining in Bismarck, I have to tell you. It's a little on the gloomy side here, but glad it's shining in beautiful Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. Another text who says, I'll bet you he gets called out on that comment. What's that mean, Todd?
Your reaction to the caller, or recorded caller a while back?
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, yeah. Did I call him out? I just responded. First of all, I like when people disagree or have a different opinion. I have no problem with that at all. That guy was, well, here's another text on the same guy. It said, well, that anti-Catholic bigot is out today. That guy is disgusting. How about you go after his belief that it's okay to tear apart babies before they're born, but then you're the typical no-fight GOP-er. It's amazing how much anti-Catholic hate is out there. I think he thinks I'm the typical no-fight GOP-er, I guess, out of that. Whatever. I don't mind people who disagree or, you know, have a name. What I didn't get a chance to say to that fellow earlier is, when he said, what did he say again? Less about, the pro-life issue and more about, scandals in the Catholic Church. I can't think of anything more important. And I don't talk about it all day, every day. I talk about it when a chance comes up. Right? When an opportunity comes up to visit about it in the news or whatever, listeners talk about it. It's important to a lot of people. Don't apologize for that. It's the American Holocaust. It's happening right here, right now. So, you're going to have to deal with it, fellow. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spa and Pool Tables, too. We talk spas, we talk saunas, we love them all, but you have a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about some of the gaming.
Well, it's billiards, it's shuffleboard, bubble hockey, and all the things that don't require electronics. It's good old family get-together recreation in the basement during our long winters, and just it is truly part of Every Day Made Better if you get together as a family and friends and get to play on an Olhausen or Brunswick table.
And you know what? You can have a logo of your favorite team right on there as well. Shuffleboard on the pool table. That's a nice little touch for some remodeling projects going on too, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of Bison and UMD tables. And even you've seen the University of Mary and Jamestown University. And you can totally customize it if you'd like. And the sky is the limit on what you can do with an Olhausen billiard table or shuffleboard table.
Just plain fun waiting for you at Hot Springs, spas, and pool tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada boom bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.